It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Merengatang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All frozen with monkey sounds in there and called go.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Wow.
Hey, welcome in. Happy Thursday, everybody. Danny and Dusty back together. We're back.
Hey.
We're back.
Because you left Twitter.
Yeah, I did. I went to Mexico. It was great. It was awesome. Sun. But 81 yesterday here.
Yeah, not the kind of 81 you'll want. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It felt awful.
Yeah.
I walked out of the studio after the show and I was like, oh, this is disgusting.
Oh, it was okay. I liked it. I liked it. Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. So it was good to come back from that, eased me back into Oregon weather.
Honestly, it was pretty nice the whole time you were gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. I'm happy about that. I mean, not just miserably rainy here?
No. Mm. No.
Yeah. I was spring breaking with all the spring breakers, though, you know?
Oh, God, you were.
Yeah,
I didn't even think about
that. It was sweet. Yeah. Went down. We stayed at a really nice resort. And it has, like, sister resorts. So we went to the adults only one because I didn't take my kids. And I will say this. It was a lot better because we went to some of the sister resorts that the actual spring breakers were at.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Too much.
That too is much. A different world.
It's too much.
Like downtown, like in Cabo proper, stayed away from there as much as I could. We went down for like one day. There were 200 spring breakers from University of Delaware, 200 plus from UCLA that were there. And it was just like, what? Yeah.
You think you're about that lifestyle, then you see it and you go, nope.
No, I had no thoughts in my mind that I was about that life. Mm. And I was just reaffirmed that I am not about that life anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There was this big old tall dude walking through the pool, double hickeys on his neck. And I was like, that's it, buddy. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, look, I'm a 6'4 bronzed dude that goes to UCLA.
Life is good.
To these young women from Delaware, I am a superhero.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
they did not know what UCLA was bringing to the table. No. And it was that dude with his other chiseled out of stone buddies in the pool. Look.
That's why when you said Delaware first, I went, ooh.
Yeah. Delaware.
That's a different world.
It was. I was like, this is a really long trip to make it all the way out here from Delaware.
Like, probably like a, what, a 8-hour flight?
They said, six and a half is what they said.
Depending on where the blue hens are traveling from.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
As the blue hen flies?
Yeah. Got called old, which was true.
Yeah. I mean, you're like twice their age.
Yeah. Well, it was because at our resort, we go up the hill and there was like a sports bar where we were catching our March Madness, you know?
There you go.
And I'm sitting there and I walk in and I'm wearing like a white shirt. Didn't think it was a bold move.
Mm.
I walk in, literally everybody in this bar is wearing white. And I'm like, oh boy, what did I walk into?
Oh, whoa, what the hell?
Turns out.
Swingers?
Nope.
Oh.
The 200 from Delaware, the 200 from UCLA, there was a white party that they were going to. All of them dressed in white, and then a 40-year-old at this bar.
Was it just a white shirt, or did you have like the white? Like,
no, white pants.
Breezy Mexico pants?
No, I was wearing like blue, like linen shorts, right? Mm. But I walk in, I'm like, oh boy.
You didn't go full white
lotus
on this thing?
This is not good. So I'm at the bar ordering a drink, and I'm like, oh, guy's wearing a white shirt. I'm like, where do you go to school? He's like, UCLA. You know, I was like, oh, cool. What are you studying? He's like, pre-dental. This guy's really smart. He goes, where do you go to school? And then he looks at me. He's like, you look like you went to school a long time ago. I was like, yep, I sure did.
Graduated high school before you were born.
Sure did, pal. I was like, yeah, 18 years. He's like, whoa, you're old. I was like, yeah, dude, I'm 40. I was like, I didn't plan on dressing like all of you guys.
Yeah.
And so at like 10 o'clock, we go to like take our shuttle down back to our resort where there's no college kids at, obviously. Mm. And I'm like, dude, it's bedtime, right?
Yeah.
You wake up at 9, you're in the sun all day. Nope. All of a sudden,
you're adding alcohol.
There's like these buses, and then just the like kids are just lined up getting on these buses.
Just throngs of people.
And I had this thought, I was like, I'm ready for bed. They're going out. Like they're starting their night. Like they're going to their party and it's 10. Mm-hmm. And it was like, God.
You're thinking room service.
I'm thinking, no, just pillow, bed, out, want to go to sleep. It was, that was, the kids still got it. They still got their fastball, man.
There you go.
They still got their fastball. Yeah. Not me.
No.
No. No. I'm Jamie Moyer. I'm throwing 80.
Look,
just painting the corners, just trying to get to the next day, and we'll see how long we can go.
We were up at A&A, and without somebody else to keep me going, it was me, Rob, and the boss. We cozied up at the bar, hit about 10, 15, and we kind of looked at each other like, all right, that's it.
It's time.
And it was
time. I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
that is,
I guess it is.
Like, Will Ortner's over there. He's just sitting there like, I don't know what that would be like.
Yeah.
You start pregame. I'm pregaming earlier. I start around 9.
Okay.
I'm close to 30. I can see 30 in front of me. It's only a couple exits away.
Yeah.
We start about 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with this. I'm okay with buy a pool, hanging, go to a beach, chill. We went on a boat tour, had like a, like this was like, made me feel old, but there's like whales breaching, like doing the, if, we were sitting there and one of my buddy's wives goes, I feel like I'm watching the Pac-10 tournament where it was like the Pacific Life.
Remember? Oh, yeah.
Like the whale. And I was like, hell yeah.
Was the blue whales?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, not blue whales. Those are massive. They were humpback whales.
I'm sorry, yes. Yeah.
They were just going up and down. It was really cool.
Nice.
That's what is exciting to me. No dolphins.
No dolphins.
No dolphins. Just whales. Baby whales.
Mm.
Yeah. And then I did snorkeling. All the fish. It was great.
See anything like dangerous?
No, didn't see any sharks.
No sharks. Puffer fish. No, nothing.
That I thought. Well, I may just be too dumb. Probably a lot of things that would have killed me.
We saw a lot. We saw a lot of barracuda.
Oh,
when
yeah,
we were down there. Nope. That's a cool looking fish, man.
Yeah, they are.
They're just, you know, like, oh, wait, like, oh, that's a danger fish.
Look, it was relaxing. The sun was shining. Saw Mike Shanahan.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
He has a tiny dog.
That tracks.
Yeah, he has a little dog. His tan was looking great. Turns out he has a house in Cabo.
Not surprising.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was a whole thing. And is this texture on the fan text line? No, Squid Row, baby? No. I stayed as far away as I could.
No Cabo Wabo.
We went down in the morning.
Will really wanted you to go to Cabo Wabo.
I want to check out Cabo Wabo.
You should. You should.
No,
you're not. There's you're at right on that cusp of he's holding on.
Yeah.
There were some people you were like, dude.
You definitely shouldn't be there.
Yeah, you're holding on a little bit too long.
A lot of divorced dad energy.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big time. And you just go down and we went down like when we went on a little boat thing early in the morning and you could see the youngs that were scurrying back to their residences, you know,
in the morning,
a walk of shame.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was apparent that it was like, this was the hour where they were like, a long night, got to get back to home base.
Mm.
Which
is nice because you can sleep to like 10, 11 and then just kind of roll out of bed and
yeah, that
pool.
Whole area smelled like, you know, closing time at a bar. Yeah.
You're sleeping longer than 10 or 11. At that age, you're not getting out of bed till 2.
Yeah.
Now you're in Mexico, man. You get up earlier.
No, it was earlier. It was like 12:30. They all just started piling back down towards the beach.
Yeah, because you spent money to go there. You can't stay in the hotel room that long.
True. Plus, you get the buffet, hair of the dog. You guys are
That's what I'm saying. You get down there.
That's what I'm talking about.
As soon as you get in that pool the morning after and it feels so good, and you're like, you know what? I can start drinking again. And you do.
That is how it goes. Yeah. It was a good time. It was a great time. A lot of sun. A lot of good time, a lot of food. And look, no Montezuma's Revenge.
Oh.
Yeah. Until after I got back.
Oh, there you go.
Until after I got back. But not on the plane. It was like, got home. And I was like, oh boy.
Which is good because we had a worst day on the web yesterday about a United's pilot who tore a Orthodox Jew who was constipated in the toilet, out of the toilet with his pants around his ankles.
He pulled him out of
there? He was in there for like 20 minutes, and then they were like, well, he must be doing something in there. And they kicked the door open and ripped him off the toilet.
That's a move.
Boy.
That's a move.
As you can imagine, they are getting sued.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They are. But, I mean, I feel like if you don't have to, don't ever take a deuce on a plane.
I feel like
kicking in the door and pulling somebody out. That I mean, look, that should be in play. if it's damaging the entire plane, right?
Well, I mean, this guy couldn't go.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, open up the first class bathrooms, man, and just deal with it. Deal with it.
Yeah.
It was a bad day yesterday for your old United Airlines.
Yeah, it is bad.
We had two stories on them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A pilot forgot his passport on the way to China, so they had to stop in San Francisco so the pilot could go get his passport.
No way.
Yeah, dude.
Feel like...
Delayed 6 hours.
On you at all times.
You'd think.
All right. Well, we're off and rolling. I am back. We are here. We got a big day today. On the TV right now, we have opening day. The very first game of opening day is about to go down in the Bronx, New York, where you got the Yankees and the Brewers. Every team is playing today. I love opening day. We got American flag bunting, even though I don't see any at Yankee Stadium.
Mm.
And that, to me, I think you should have a bunting budget for opening day. You're only using it one day.
Yeah.
But that's baseball.
Yeah.
Right? It should be everywhere.
Also, that traditional matchup of the Yankees and Brewers on opening day.
I've got thoughts.
Yeah.
I've got thoughts. Baseball's done a lot right lately. I don't like it.
No.
I don't like what it is today because it's not just opening day, but we have the Sweet 16.
Yes.
Ramping up and getting underway where we've got the East and the West portions of the bracket in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. It's going to steal a little bit of the thunder from Major League Baseball in their opening day. Not a big fan of it. And then we got some Blazers chatter, too. The Blazers back in action. Well, how'd they do while I was gone? Actually, you know what? We'll talk about that later. It was hit and miss.
Yeah.
This will not surprise you. No Blazer games available in Mexico.
They don't have a charge?
Blazer Vision, baby.
Mm. No. I didn't even bring a computer. Hell, I barely even had my phone. We talked about this. Yes. I was going to take a picture with a mojito.
And you did not.
I didn't have my phone. It was great. We need those. We need those times. Just largely without a phone the entire time.
I worked free agency on an island off the coast of Puerto Vallarta.
No. See? Can't do that.
Laptop, cell phone, little satellite service.
Did not take my laptop. Was like, what? Well, two things are going to happen. Either I'm going to do like work stuff,
mm-hmm.
or it's going to get stolen.
Or
I didn't want to do either.
End up in the water.
I didn't want to do either of those things.
No.
So I just left it.
It's a good call.
Left it all at home. All right, let's get this show on the road. We've got the Sweet 16 getting underway tonight, and also it's opening day in Major League Baseball, which is a very big question we have. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision, overthinking, second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Major League Baseball season officially underway. We have, well, I don't count the Tokyo games. Officially underway. The Brewers and the Yankees in Yankee Stadium. Very quick inning for Milwaukee.
Yeah, what do you have, like eight pitches? I looked up, I'm like, oh, then that's a pop fly and that's third
and
out.
And we're out. We do have a delay, and we talked about this in the break, and I tried to do the research on it. Cannot figure out why. Blue Jays Orioles in a dome.
With a delay.
Delayed right now. But we can't figure that out. Something has happened, though, and this is crazy. The Yankees' leadoff hitter this year, do you see who they're leading off with?
It's certainly one of their stars, right?
And well, it's a young star.
Sure.
For the first time in Yankees history, their catcher is leading off. Austin Wells. And he just hit a solo home run. To lead off the game, Austin Wells goes yard. And, like, the whole thing behind this move, apparently, is like, hey, you want to get runs, right? Yep. Go ahead. And if you want to hit Judge second, you want to get him a bunch of at-bats, mm-hmm. then put a guy on that is going to go deep. And then they're not going for singles.
No.
You catcher leading off, not plus speed.
No.
But he goes over the yard, a little protection for Aaron Judge, too. Huh? How about that?
All right. Well, whatever was going on in Baltimore, yeah. We're officially back on. We've got a countdown to the first pitch, 16 minutes.
Well, so. It's not in Baltimore. It's in Toronto.
Sorry, in Toronto, in the Dome.
Yeah. A dome.
Rogers Center.
A dome.
You have to imagine it was probably something to do with the mound or something.
Do they have bunting, though? Do they have bunting?
It's Canada. Of course not.
Maybe it had something to do with the tariffs.
they're taxing the time.
They're like, we're going to delay this game until you be nice to us.
I don't think they can afford to do that here. Toronto's not good enough for that.
How do we feel, though, about Major League Baseball? Because growing up, opening day was Monday.
First Monday of April, right?
No. Sometimes like end of March, but yeah, that sounds right.
I thought that was the
early
case.
April. But Monday or Wednesday mm-hmm. is always like where I've been programmed opening day. And then we'd always have that weird standalone game of the Cincinnati Reds early mm-hmm. playing at home, as the tradition is that they just play at home every opening day since 1887 or whatever. Yeah. But it was a standalone day. Having it on the same day as the Sweet 16
and going so much earlier. Than usual.
Yeah.
This is an early opening day.
I'm not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of having baseball go head-to-head with the NCAA tournament.
No. Here's where I'm in favor of it being earlier, and I think baseball is trying to do this a little bit, as much as they can, is it's an incredibly long season. And if you can get a week earlier in there,
yeah.
you can get a little bit more rest in some of these travel days. You can spread things out just a little bit more.
Yeah, my problem is Thursday of the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Have it on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Have it on Monday. Because in the crossover between baseball fans and college basketball fans.
Not very tight.
You don't have a lot of it.
It's two separate circles damn near.
But this is a day where, like, opening day is the day where you peel off a few.
Yeah.
Like you peel off a few and you're like, hey, it's baseball day. And everybody, it's wall-to-wall coverage of baseball. Now, even it's split on all the talking head shows. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless you're watching First Take where they just spent the whole day talking about LeBron James.
Absolutely stomping on basically every host they have not named Pat McAfee.
Because he was on the McAfee show, yes. Of course. Yeah. But that was a whole thing.
LeBron's retiring next year very clearly because he's emptying the clip.
Goodness. I mean, he called Wendy weird.
Yeah, which that one was, that's the one, like the Stephen A. stuff. Empty the clip on
fairness
him.
To LeBron, he said every media and every reporter's weird.
Yeah.
He did say that, but it was very targeted towards Brian Windhorst, which didn't we all kind of think that though? Like, because Brian Windhorst was framed as this reporter that, like, went to high school with LeBron, even though, like, they crossed over, like, maybe a year.
A year or two at St. Mary's, yeah.
And then he followed him down to Miami and then went back to Cleveland. That was kind of weird, and we were all like, that is...
Well, that was ESPN because of his ties there, because he was working... I can't remember what paper it was then. I think it was the Akron Beacon?
Sure.
Covering high school sports.
Yeah.
Like... And that was his beat. And then Braun goes to the NBA, and now he
goes to the NBA ESPN and then goes to Miami. That was weird.
Yeah.
But then the Stephen A. Smith stuff, like just mentioning Stephen A. Smith's name, mm-hmm. all of a sudden Stephen A. comes out and says, that was one of the things, the whole I didn't talk about. And if you miss this, LeBron went in on Stephen A. because of their interaction they had during a game, because mm-hmm. Stephen A. Smith was talking about LeBron's kid.
Yeah.
And LeBron's relationship with his kids. Like, dude, you have no room to talk about that. No. And that should be off limits. But then LeBron goes on McAfee and he has a few barbs at Stephen A, whatever. Stephen A comes back and is like, I didn't talk about this. I didn't talk about that. I didn't talk about, it's like, you're doing it right now.
Yeah. And then one of the things he mentioned today, which he's in hot water for this morning, is saying that he wasn't at Kobe's memorial service. In fact, LeBron was, he was just in the back. So he wasn't disruptive.
Yeah.
And he had to walk that back already.
That is one of the things that he said, I didn't talk about why you weren't at Kobe's memorial service. It's like, dude, because there's nothing to talk about because
he was there.
Yeah, that was a little unfair. But outside of that show, everybody's talking Sweet 16 and Major League Baseball. I want the day to be for baseball. No, I love baseball.
I'm 100% there with you.
Yeah.
I'm there with you. Because, you got something cool happening today with the Baltimore Orioles. Their top prospect is on the roster again. Remember the last year, he had the rough start with Jackson Holliday. I mean, Jackson Holliday is one of the premier prospects in baseball, the son of Matt Holliday. You know, his
hitting was
bad. It was bad to start the year. He went down the minors, and guess what? He started absolutely raking again. It's just the difference between the majors and AAA. That's what it is. But now he's up there. We obviously got Sherwood legend Adley Rutschman, out there. It's like baseball should have more stuff and more cool. Like Paul Skeens should be getting coverage left, right, and center. I don't care if he plays for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Like, it's basically Paul Skeens Day. He's
1 o'clock, 1:07.
He should be an absolute, like, there should be room made for one of the most dominant pitchers we've ever seen. Like, it's Steven Strasburg all over again. And it's not getting that same juice because it's being spread out amongst the day.
Do you think that there's anything to, like, this opening day? They know what this, every league knows what the sports calendar looks like when you start. And that's why you have, like, the NFL saying, all right, NBA, we'll get you on Christmas Day. You think Christmas Day is your day? We're going to start having games then. Like, there is
just being vulnerable.
There is this aspect of all of this scheduling is, you know exactly whose day it is, when it's happening, and what's going on. I think with baseball, they're just sitting there and they're trying to go, all right, what can we do to make our season more relevant throughout the course of it? Mm-hmm. And we've heard Manfred even talk about, do we do an in-season tournament like the NBA has done? You know, and opening day used to be the day where it was like, it's such a big deal. Everybody talks about it. And then baseball just disappears
for 2 months
until like the home run derby. Yeah. Right. And then it's like, all right, now let's talk about it at the trade deadline in August. And then, all right, playoff time,
September baseball's here. And then,
Boom, yeah. We love it.
Trying to make it more viable earlier in the year.
But I think maybe with this and saying, we don't care that the NCAA tournament's going, maybe they're having a little bit of that awareness of saying, all right, we need to find ways that throughout the course of the year, we can keep baseball interesting for people. And that's going to be the hard part because you have
164 games.
It is something. 162 is a number that people are just like, you look at it and you're like, why should I care?
Yeah.
You know?
You're playing two games a day for most of the season.
It's nuts to how many games that they cram in from now until October. So I don't like that Major League Baseball is opening day is on a Thursday of the Sweet 16. But I'm kind of coming around to where Rob Manfred is taking Major League Baseball.
It's about the whole, not the bits and pieces.
Yeah. But make no mistake about it, today is NCAA tournament. And we got Sweet 16 starting. And there's storylines abound, including we've got a head coach that may be taking another job somewhere else. He's in the Sweet 16 right now, and he could be going, deuces, I'm out. We've got all gas, no breaks in a matchup. And we have the number one prospect who could make a little bit of history as this season goes on. The Sweet 16 starts, though, in New Jersey at 4 o'clock with the Storm and Mormons of BYU in the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Ooh.
First, we got Big Will Betts with the SportsCenter update.
Kenny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080, The Fan.
All right, Sweet 16 gets underway coming up in just a few short hours. We've got 409, the East region. Ooh, look at you with your claps.
Hercules, Hercules, Hercules.
BYU versus Bama. We got the Tater Tot King. Or I guess he would be a prince.
Yeah.
He's a Tater Tot Prince.
King in waiting.
Yeah. Against Bama.
But we got nothing but bangers.
Have you
Sweet 16 is nothing but bangers.
Seen the over-under on that game?
The BYU-Alabama game? Yeah. Isn't it like 180-something?
It's 175 and a half. Yeah. And to put that into perspective here,
that's a lot of points for an over-under in college because we had some in the 120s in the round of 32.
Yeah. The other games today are Maryland, Florida, 156.5. Duke, Arizona, 154.5.
That actually seems low for that game.
And then Arkansas, Texas Tech, 147.5.
That makes sense.
That one does make sense. Tomorrow's games, you do have that Houston-Purdue game is 131.5.
Yeah, that's going to be just a punch in the mouth all game long.
The closest over-under that we have is that Maryland Florida game at 156. Like 175.5 for a college basketball game is incredible. 40-minute game. And this is all gas, no breaks. I think it's a perfect game to kind of start things off. Mm-hmm. And it could be really exciting, but it also, you could have woeful shooting by some of these teams. If they do not hit, these games go sideways so quickly.
I mean, you're talking about teams that are very reliant on the three ball. BYU over the last 5 weeks, they have the second best offense in basketball. I'm sorry, the second most efficient. God, I got to pull my numbers up here. I was looking at it earlier. BYU has the second best offense and second in efficiency only behind Duke. And Duke has been an absolute unit. Duke has a expected 33.5 point differential. Like through the first two rounds, they outperformed that by almost 8 points.
Dang!
I mean, they outperformed their differential by, 22%, and their differential was enormous to begin with. Like the way Duke and BYU are playing offense right now is otherworldly.
I mean, both of these teams have had those games, and it's more recently for Alabama though, in that when they lost to Florida in the SEC tournament. Right, where they got beat by 20.
Yeah.
And it was just like, if you're not hitting, it is a nightmare. We've seen this with BYU too. BYU lost early in the year to Providence, and they got absolutely boat raced to where if one of these teams is hot and the other one's not, that game could be over
quickly
by halftime.
So the math of it all is that you've got two teams, Young at BYU and Oates at Alabama, where they're looking to create more possessions. And it's more of the reason why the over-under is what it is. Yes, they're efficient, but they're creating significantly more possessions. And in college basketball, unless you're like one of the top five, top 10 offenses in the country, you typically want to limit possessions because of inefficiencies. And if you limit possessions, you limit the number of mistakes you can make. Because number one, if you're taking threes, you've got more live ball rebounds that are further away from the rim, which ignites transition, which is why a lot of times when you see threes in college basketball, they're much, much deeper in the clock. You also got 30-second shot clocks as opposed to 24. So a lot of times in college, you're going to work down to the NBA. You get into your offense about 18 seconds, so 8 seconds in the clock. So if you're taking that away, now you're talking about 12 seconds before getting into your offense in college basketball. And if you talk to any college basketball coach, the first action is almost always a decoy. If you get a good look, you get a good look. And really good teams will take those, like the Dukes of the world. Mm-hmm. But they're looking at look number two, number three, and usually three and four. The third and fourth action, those are where they kind of butter their bread. And then you've got the springboards that go out of that. And by that point in time, you're usually looking at anywhere between 9 and 7 seconds on the shot clock. So if you're going from 30 down to 9 in general, that's 21 seconds. So think about that. That's almost an entire NBA possession already.
That's a lot.
And if you do that over the course of 40 minutes, you just chop, not efficiency, but possessions down over and over and over again. And you get these teams like Houston that want to grind you into a paste, which is why you see the total there for that game being so egregiously low. But that's what's going to make styles make fights, man. And the Sweet 16 has got some great styles.
Well, I think that when I can't remember who wrote it, but there's like this, is BYU the future of college basketball? And
I'll say yes, because they're getting as much NIL money as anyone.
There's that. But at the same time, the pace, when you have the high-level players, they're playing a more NBA style of basketball. When you get those high-level players into that, like we saw this quite often, right, where you would have a five-star recruit, and he goes to a place, and you're like, boy, he just looks uncomfortable, right? Because you go from this AAU, which is more up-tempo, not AAU and high school basketball tends to be far faster than what college basketball mm-hmm. is. And then they go to college and it's like square peg, round hole. And sometimes you have coaches that you call them rigid
mm-hmm.
or they have their ways that have brought them so much success, whether it is Coach K or Jim Boeheim, you know, Boeheim with the 2-3 zone. You have Coach K, which was just, we are going to grind you to a pulp mm-hmm. on both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively.
Flying up and down the court with Shire.
But we are seeing whether it's Nate Oates, who has had high-level draft picks, who is a guy that plays a faster pace. You have it with John Shire at Duke and finding his own identity as a coach in their own speed. BYU, if you have that NIL money, that is, when people talk about, like, you know, who has the most NIL, there's nobody that has more than BYU.
Nope.
The Mormon church is worth like $250 billion.
Yes. Yes, their portfolio is deep. And also, Ryan Smith and Danny Ainge are putting millions directly into BYU basketball.
So you have NIL, check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have style of play mm-hmm. that is fitting for what can translate to the next level.
Kevin Young's a hell of a coach.
They're finding every single way to be successful. So it's more than just NIL, right? It is NIL, recruiting really well, mm-hmm. getting some of the top high school prospects.
Top prospect in the country is going to BYU next year.
And then you also have a style of play that is more conducive to what these kids want to showcase for the next level.
Something we should probably talk about sometime today is we have the rare three-coach move where it worked out for literally every university. Cal to Arkansas.
Yeah.
Pope from BYU to Kentucky, and then Kevin Young from the NBA to BYU.
Yeah.
And it has worked out masterfully for all three programs.
Hmm.
All three programs are in significantly better shape.
That is interesting.
It's you do not see that happen very often.
You don't. You really do not see it ever.
No. It's pretty crazy how effective it has been. I mean, you have all three teams in the Sweet 16. First-year coaches... all three teams in the Sweet 16 in very different ways.
And like, we will talk about this later, but what's going on at Maryland is one of those ones where they could be at a crossroads. I mm-hmm. think the first domino to fall, though, was the important one, which was Cal went to a program where usually you have a coach take a step up, and mm-hmm. that is the first domino to fall. Cal going to Arkansas was not a step up as far as prestige of a program from Kentucky to Arkansas. But that was the first domino to fall. And then Pope upgrades. And then Kevin Young going from the NBA to BYU. Obviously, that's a gamble.
Yeah.
But that one, you could still take that trajectory higher, especially with the NIL money and kind of the groundwork that was laid before he even got there.
It's helpful because obviously the two biggest, you know, benefactors for BYU right now are Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith and general manager Danny Ainge,
both yeah.
of the Mormon Church and BYU. So yeah, there is a smoother transition at play because they went, hey, there's an NBA guy that we know. Mm-hmm. It's going to get this because BYU is different, but also what they're doing at BYU is different. As I just mentioned, they have the number one recruit in the country, which you will see here in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah. Nike Hoop Summit.
Nike Hoop Summit. So that's coming up. AJ DeBonsa, who is 6'9", Tracy McGrady.
Oh
yeah. Yeah.
I like 6'9", Tracy McGrady.
Yes. 6'9", Tracy McGrady is quite nice. And a nice little, local shout out here. We already have our second dinger of the day. Adley Rutschman goes yard.
Look at that. Rutschman. Going deep. Let's go.
I love opening day dingers.
It is so good because you get...
your first plate appearance.
And you're like, yeah, Adley Rutschman, 162. He's going to hit 162 home runs.
Didn't he hit one last year, too?
I thought he
opened.
So.
I think he opened a season with a home run last year, too.
I believe so. Adley Rutschman very easily could be, like, when it's all said and done, the greatest athlete to come from the state of Oregon.
Yeah. I mean, he's fighting Ainge, but yeah.
And Danny Ainge is pretty good.
This is the craziest thing about Danny Ainge to me. It's not how good he was at any particular sport. He's the only three-sport All-American in the history of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nuts, dude. Three-sport All-American?
What will it take for Adley to get that? No, three-sport All-American, by the way, Danny Ainge was an incredible football player.
Everything player.
He, there is a, Josh Wilcox sent me a photo from his dad's, like, newspaper clippings.
Mm-hmm.
And it was from the Dave Wilcox football camp. And it had Dan, the picture was Dan Fouts, who was teaching, and it said young Danny Ainge, who is like 8 years old, right? Teaching him how to throw. And then in the background was Danny's older brother, Doug, who was also an insane football and basketball player in his own right. And I was just like, boy, you want to talk about hitting the quad box of, you have the Dave Wilcox football camp, mm-hmm. Hall of Fame linebacker, Dan Fouts as one of the instructors when he was still in college,
yeah.
at University, where I think he was only a sophomore at Oregon, coaching Danny Ainge, the greatest athlete from the state of Oregon right now, yeah. I think you could say ever,
yeah.
right? And there is, like, you have Terry Baker, you have Mel Renfro. I mean, those guys.
Don't get me wrong. They're
insanely good.
It's a pretty good list, but.
There is a good list.
Ainge's high school dominance and then professional careers. Well, just
playing for the Toronto Blue Jays as well.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. And then you have Doug in the background, who was a high school All-American. Yeah. And he initially went to BYU and then ended up going to Linfield after that, transferring out of BYU. What in the world? Like, yeah. Danny Ainge was special, but Adley could take him over. Because I think there's something that we forget about Adley Rutschman. We'll talk about that on the next side of this. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, the Orioles lead the Blue Jays 1-0 up in Toronto on opening day. Adley Rutschman, solo home run, getting his season started the right way. Quest for 162 home runs does continue. And
why stop there? Why not go 364? No.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
324, excuse me.
Did your brain just stop working?
Yeah, my brain stopped working.
Just two a game?
Yeah.
Well, why not three?
Yeah. Doors open.
That led us to, when it's all said and done, Adley Rutschman may go down as the best athlete to come out of the state of Oregon, because Danny Ainge was incredible. Three-sport All-American in high school, parade All-American, three sports, football, baseball, basketball, but was drafted and played for the Toronto Blue Jays, mm-hmm. was an All-American at BYU, won multiple NBA titles mm-hmm. In his NBA career, but was not the star.
No. Adley has the potential to be a Hall of Famer.
And we remember he did kick at Oregon State mm-hmm. briefly for a year. He has the state record for longest field goal in Oregon high school history.
It's 63 yards.
There are only 10 players in the history of high school football that have kicked a longer field goal.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think about, like, because, look, Adley's an athlete, but yeah. you don't think about him like Sebastian Janikowski.
Yeah.
You right? know what I mean? Like, it's like, wait, you hit a 63-yard field goal? What?
Yeah. Now, wind at his back, that's okay. 63 yards for a high school kid is incredible.
63 yards is good for an NFL kick.
I would say so. But, I mean, there's some ridiculous ones that, like, Florida and Georgia's record is 67 yards.
Yeah.
Nevada had a 68-yarder, which was the high school record. Most of the guys that have, like, their state record,
mm-hmm.
they kicked in the NFL.
Yeah.
They kicked in the NFL. And he had that leg, but he was also an all-state linebacker. He played mm-hmm. at Sherwood, where football power,
mm-hmm.
and lettered all 4 years. Comes from, like, probably the first family of football. Maybe third. Only behind, I think, the Wilcox family, where his grandfather, Ad Rutschman,
mm-hmm.
is a legendary small college football and baseball coach at Linfield. If he goes down and he is like a multiple time all-star and goes down as, like, you know, one of the best catchers, there's conversation in short order, will be the best catcher in the majors, bar none.
I mean, if you look at it right now, just early in his career, the only catcher who's seeing yeah. is better than him right now just signed a $100 million deal with the Mariners.
Yeah.
In Cal Raleigh.
Yeah. Here's another one. Here's a text on the fan text line. Nobody will ever touch Ashton Eaton. Well, yeah, setting a world record in the decathlon is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, won a couple golds.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty awesome. Mountain View High School, Bend. But Rutschman, Adley Rutschman could, because there's, with Danny Ainge, it was, he did play for the Blue Jays. That's really good.
That's a two incredible sport professional athlete. Not a ton of those. When was the last time we had one?
A two sport professional athlete?
Yeah. Because it's been a while. We've had guys that have played, you know, like Russ. Russ did the thing with the Yankees.
Yeah. I was gonna say, are you going to count the minors? Because like Kyler, Russ,
yeah,
those types of guys, yeah, did like spring training stuff.
There was somebody recently that was like,
but
legitimate,
they never,
though.
You going to give it to Chase Buttinger?
Chase is there. Chase is one of the best volleyball players on the planet.
He's an Olympian.
And he was a solid basketball player.
I go back, Brian Jordan. Remember Brian Jordan?
I remember Michael.
Yeah, not...
Different family.
Not him. He played for the Falcons, mm-hmm, and the Braves and Reds. But it's been a really long time.
Yeah.
And a lot of that has to do, though, with kids start specializing, yeah, so young. Like, and we see that across all sports. And now, with the overlap of the professional calendars the way that they are, it's damn near impossible, especially now that the money is to the point that it is, yeah, to where it's like, no, you're not going to be playing two sports. Hell, people don't even want Travis Hunter to play two ways on the same sport. They're like, you can't do that.
Hunter's the kind of guy that strikes me that could be that, though. Not that he is, but like
he's
the kind
enough
of
athlete
good enough athlete to do,
yeah,
it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, there's just not that. You know what's the crazy one that doesn't get talked about a lot? Part of the reason Nikola Jokic is as good as he is. Do you know what his other sport was? You'll never guess.
Polo.
Actually, you're really close.
Water polo.
Watch him pass.
Yeah.
The one-handed, crazy angled.
I went with polo for the horses.
Yeah, no, but it's water polo. Water polo was the other sport that he played.
Huh.
And just, damn. You can see it in how he passes.
But, like, basketball and being a two-sport athlete's impossible because, yeah, of where the season is. Because in how many games they play, overlapping, mm-hmm, football season and baseball, that's like Charlie Ward could have been a guy who, he was a Heisman Trophy winner at Florida State.
Yeah.
And then ended up being a 12-year vet for mostly the Knicks.
Yeah.
Like, basketball is going to be impossible to do unless you do what Ainge did, which was while he was still in college doing the Blue Jays stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But football and baseball are the two where you could get away with it because you only play one game a week in football. Mm. But it's so much more taxing now because of you have to be there all the time now. During the entire sport has changed with how much time you put in from Monday through Sunday in the NFL.
Yeah, and we actually talked about the baseball side of it when you were out. The proliferation of arms blowing up and changes that are coming to the youth ranks. They're talking about putting dead periods on from November through January for scouts in baseball.
November through January?
Yeah, which is typically when we were younger, it was a dead period.
Yeah.
But now it's like they play the winter ball and stuff like that.
Right.
They're like, you can go play winter ball, but we're not going to come watch you. So don't bother. Go rest.
I'm pro that.
Oh, yeah. I'm very much in favor of it.
I'm pro that.
Yeah.
Like I'm pro kids should play as many damn sports as they possibly, mm-hmm, can while they're young. Like all of them.
Yeah. They're, try them once.
Yeah. We've gotten into that. Like my son's only 8.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what about travel ball? It's like, he's 8.
Yeah. You know? Look,
he's going to play.
Kid
football.
Starts popping at 14, 15. Maybe we can talk about it.
Yeah. You know, like I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Let him
go wrestle, go play lacrosse, go run, yeah, track, go swim. Go
that's something.
Do something.
That's something I feel like every child should wrestle,
yeah,
at some point.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Yeah, there's something to
discipline, solo combat, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, just getting your ass kicked.
Yeah, no, it's good for you.
Yeah, I think it is. You learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you learn
about yourself.
Stuff,
and
you
it's the one-on-one.
Yeah, the mental stuff and the one-on-one. Yeah. I think is such a huge thing. You're not relying on anyone except for yourself.
Yeah, I think,
it
everybody should
out.
Give it a whirl, and even if you don't like it, Not for me. Did it, though.
Yeah.
Did it. All right. Adley Rutschman. Oh, hey. Including today, Adley Rutschman, 9 for 11, 2 home runs on opening day. That text.
So he did have the opening day dinger last year. I was almost certain of it.
Yeah. He's good.
Yeah.
He's really damn good. All right, 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. Let's get back into the Sweet 16, which does start tonight. And boy, oh boy, there's some controversy in Game 2 that's tipping off down in San Francisco. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.